Today in Science from Wired.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
In 24 hours, you'll have your pills. Why American women are traveling to Mexico for abortions. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, more women have been crossing the border to Mexico for abortion medications and procedures. By Carmen Valeria Escobar. At 6 p.m., after a long day at work and with her children out of the house, Tanya, not her real name, takes four pills and waits for them to melt under her tongue. 6 hours later, the pills having dissolved and dispersed through her body, she begins to cough up blood clots that she doesn't look at. She bleeds, but she was told that this could be normal. Her belly is in great pain, but she was also told that this would be normal. She cries in the darkness of her room in San Diego. She is afraid to be alone. The pills that Tanya took traveled amid the more than 90,000 people who cross the border every day between Tijuana in Mexico and San Diego. At the world's busiest border crossing, the lines can stretch for blocks. People pass by hostile immigration officers searching for illegals among the thousands making the journey. Hidden in a suitcase are boxes of mifepristone and misoprostol, two abortifacients used in conjunction with one another. When Tanya took them, she put them under her tongue to speed up the effect, as she was instructed. Mifepristone stops the production of progesterone, while misoprostol, which was originally indicated to treat ulcers, causes contractions and bleeding similar to a miscarriage. Tanya had an abortion in April 2022, 2 months before the U.S. Supreme Court handed down the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade and returned the power to regulate abortion to state governments. She found out she was pregnant thanks to a home test. The father was her ex-boyfriend, a drug trafficker from the Nueva Italia cartel in Michoacán, with whom she had been in a relationship for a little over a year. She immediately knew she would not be able to carry the pregnancy to term. I had found out that he was involved with the cartels shortly before the pregnancy, not because he told me, but because one day the DEA came to our house. I made the decision because things weren't going well with him, and why would I bring a child into the world to live a life of deprivation and suffering? Her relationship wasn't the only thing holding her back from becoming pregnant. Tanya moved to San Diego from Mexico in 2017. She was 32 years old and already had three children. Her long days started at 4 a.m. and were split between two restaurants where she worked as a waitress, while also having all the responsibilities of being a single mother. In the two clinics she attended, she encountered barriers when she attempted to pursue an abortion. The first, a Catholic clinic, gave her an unsurprising answer. They told me that I was too old and that since I had already had three children, I could have another one. The second, the Family Health Center in San Diego, asked her to come back in 4 weeks. At that point, she would be 13 weeks pregnant, and she feared that, by then, the procedure would be more complicated. When Tanya started to search for other options, she found Las Bloodies, one of 17 Mexican feminist organizations that are part of a cross-border network assisting women in the United States who need an abortion. The network was established by Veronica Cruz, founder of Las Libres, another feminist organization that was created in 2000 in response to a law restricting abortion that was passed in the Mexican state of Guanajuato. It prohibited abortion in all cases, regardless of the circumstances of the pregnancy. Cruz has long been focused on preparing for the possibility that Roe v. Wade might be overturned. The landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 1973 in favor of plaintiff Norma McCorvey, using the pseudonym Jane Roe, recognized a woman's constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy in the United States. Cruz is a veteran abortion escort, as the people who help others navigate the abortion process are called. The job of an escort is to assure that patients have access to abortion services while also providing emotional support and a calming reassurance during a difficult moment. From my perspective, Guanajuato was worse than Texas, Cruz says. She is a serious woman with a strong character who has dedicated more than two decades of her life to challenging laws promulgated by Mexico's conservative right. At the same time that the U.S. Supreme Court was making it easier for states to limit abortion rights, Mexico has been expanding reproductive rights. In 2021, the country's Supreme Court abolished criminal penalties against women who receive abortions. 2 years later, abortion was decriminalized in Mexico at the federal level. The country now offers an alternative for women in the United States unable to seek an abortion at home. Cruz's idea was to prepare for the growing rumors about the cancellation of the jurisprudential effect of Roe v. Wade. This is the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling in favor of Norma McCorvey, under the pseudonym Jane Roe, which recognized, in 1973, a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy in the United States. Cruz is a veteran abortion escort, as women who guide and monitor the medical abortion process are called. The job of an escort is to verify that the process is working, but also to be an emotional support and to provide calm. Data from Customs and Border Protection reportedly indicate that since September 2023, the number of women traveling to Mexico for abortions has increased by 42%. At the same time, according to a study conducted by Planned Parenthood and Resound Research for Reproductive Health, more than 64,000 pregnancies have occurred in states that have passed total bans. In the months prior to Dobbs, Las Libres began to ship abortion drugs across the border. Initially, they thought they would only work with women in Texas, a border state with a huge Hispanic population. But gradually, requests began to come in from other states, Oklahoma, Ohio, Florida, and elsewhere. By the time the 2022 decision was announced, the cross-border network was already in place and was moving abortion drugs across the border with ease. From June to December 2023, Las Libres delivered more than 1,700 abortion medication kits to women in the United States. These kits include mifepristone, misoprostol, sanitary pads, ibuprofen, tea, and anti-nausea medication. In total, Las Libres has assisted more than 10,000 women thanks to more than 300 volunteers who helped to distribute the kits. Las Libres is not the only organization that has seen an increase in the number of women from the United States seeking help to get an abortion. Necesito Abortar, founded by Sandra Cardona, has become one of the best-known networks for abortions in Mexico, especially for women coming from abroad. This story was produced with the support of the International Women's Media Foundation as part of its Reproductive Health, Reproductive Rights, and Justice in the Americas initiative. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for the rest of this story, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.